This is the meeting of the Lord, where our Lord showed that he was obedient in all things because, of course, he had no sin. So therefore, there didn't need to be a sin offering offered for him. And yet there was, because he was, of course, a Jew of the tribe of Judah. So he was subject to the law, being a human being, being a man. As a Jewish man, he was subject to the law. Being the firstborn son, he was subject to certain prescriptions in the law. And so he fulfilled them. The most important thing in this story, though, is the Song of Simeon. Now, there is Simeon and Anna. Simeon was a scribe of the 70. And they were the scholars, six from each tribe. So it'd actually be 72. That translated the Hebrew scriptures into Greek, so-called Septuagint. And that translation is the authoritative translation in the Orthodox Church. The Hebrew scriptures have been corrupted throughout the ages. They were not corrupt at that time, 200 years before Christ, but they have been corrupted now by those who have tried to sort of take out references to Christ and such, and also because of age. We're not really sure how intact the Hebrew scriptures are. The Septuagint is considered the authoritative translation for the Orthodox Church. Now, Simeon was one of the scholars, and he came across this passage in Isaiah, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive." And he thought, this is not possible. Virgins don't conceive. Everybody knows that. So he was going to scratch it out and put in another word, but it was revealed to him by an angel to leave the word as it was. And so that is how it is in the Septuagint. And he was also revealed to him that he would remain alive until he saw the fulfillment of this prophecy. So he was waiting over 200 years for Christ to come. And Anna was a widow of many, many years. I think it was 84 years. And then she had been married for 6 or 8 years or something like that. So she was well into, probably over 100. And she was waiting for also the coming of the Messiah because the Holy Spirit was upon her. When we hear these things in Scripture, they're just very simple. The Holy Spirit was upon her. Or he came in the Spirit. These things are very simple in the Scripture, but we don't experience them. That's because of our darkness, because of our sins and our passions. For those who are wholly focused on God, they are in the Spirit, and they do see things. And so they saw the Christ, and Simeon gave this famous song, which we repeat in every Vesper service. And let's just focus on the one part. "Now livest thou, thy servant, depart in peace." He was in peace because he saw the Messiah, because he was awaiting the Messiah, and this whole desire of his life was fulfilled. So he knew that he could depart in peace. This is the key to life, is to find peace in Christ. We don't find peace in Christ, many of us. And certainly the world as a whole, even those that proclaim Christ, don't find peace in Christ. There's only peace in Christ. Now, we just recently had a terrible tragedy in Florida where, I think it's at least 17 people were murdered. Perhaps the toll will rise. Perhaps it's somewhat different than that number. But one is too many. And of course, now there will be cries from every possible political spectrum regarding this, when actually, as Christians, we should go to Christ to find peace. The only way there will be peace in our culture or any other culture is through Christ. A Christian truly believes that. So if you're ever part of the political process and you forget that, then you won't be doing much good. You need to remember everything in life must come from Christ. Only life is from Christ. Everything else is death. So this Song of Simeon should remind us of what we're already doing, seeking peace through Christ. No matter what politically happens, and there'll be terrible things that happen this year for sure. This is only the first, or perhaps the 10th or the 100th. terrible thing that's happened just in this country. All over the world, terrible things are happening constantly. What I would suggest to you, if you want to keep your sanity, and I don't mean your sanity in that you would not feel crazy. I mean your sanity in that you would be focused on what is true. Then look to Christ for peace and beg God for peace in the world in specific ways. In a general way, we pray in the church all the time, right? We've already prayed for the peace of the whole world. But I would recommend strongly that you would pray specifically for various people, various events, various categories of suffering, that you would ask God to have mercy. I've told you before, I have a list of probably about 70 things now, and it keeps growing. I just added it to it today, because I pray for people who've died suddenly and such, and people who have suffered violence. But there's another way that people suffer violence. It makes them lose their minds sometimes. Witnessing a violence, whether in person or just vicariously through media, people can lose their way because they forget where our peace comes from. It doesn't come from political action. It doesn't come from preserving guns or getting rid of guns. It doesn't come from one political party or another being in control. Peace comes from God living within us. Now, perhaps someone would say, well, a society full of all different beliefs, that's not possible. Well, it is possible for you, and you're the only one you can control. And if you live with peace, in peace, then to slightly paraphrase St. Seraphim's famous quote, 1,000 around you will be saved. Of course, if you live in peace, you have the Holy Spirit. You have acquired the Holy Spirit, as he spoke in his quote. You acquire the Holy Spirit, and 1,000 around you will be saved. That's the key. And that's all you can control. That's all I can control. I can control only me, and only not very well, actually. But that's what I must focus on. So you must focus on you, being like Simeon, being like Anna, fastings and prayers all the day, waiting for the coming of Christ. Well, we've had Christ come, and he's in our hearts. But a lot of times we don't feel him. And we certainly don't have much power to affect others with this Christ that is within us because our sins obscure it. So there's a lot to pray about. There's a lot to change. There's more tragedies to come. There's more upheaval in the world to come. Will you have peace? You can have peace even in the midst of great troubles if you are focusing on Christ. That's what Simeon, that's what Anna did, and that's what we must do. That's the only way to have peace. May God deliver us. May God help us to have peace in our hearts, and from that peace in our hearts, to in some way be privileged by his grace to spread it to others for their salvation. And God bless you.